Clap Innovation can welcome the ministry of Apostle Philip Cephas. You see, great men are actually made in this kind of country. But there is one thing for you to benefit in part of this. Hallelujah. 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 You know, your time constraint here is so much. And I trust God that within the few moments that I have, I should be able to give you a little bit of understanding to that which will help you journey further in God. In the next 1 minute, can we just pray and just ask the Lord to help us? Somehow, the protocol and the mechanism how God make men is shrouded in a mystery of his system of help. And everyone that is not qualified for the help of the Lord may never be qualified to be used by God. The prime call of every man is to be a representative in the kingdom. Doesn't matter the sphere of influence you find yourself. Are you worthy, a man that God can recognize with? Forget about the color. Forget about the title. That does not make men. It's the definition of who they are in God. That may require far beyond your level of qualification. Whisper something to the Lord. Babelaina kababole tere bebe kwaska baria la babaska ta. Akababelana kaboria la babaska brata babole da kabaska te. Rababala, baba kwa babwa babala tu la babaka ska. I don't know. Many of you wanted to be encouraged to pray. It's a waste of time. No minister will always be there for you. No man of God can always be there. Do you know how to fed from the mountain of the river of life? Do you know how to take advantage of the Holy Ghost to try? There are no supermen. There are only men and women that understand the ways of the Spirit. You can become one. Bye, Copa, bye. Babele, take a bath. Kebatus. Our cry is that men rise, 1,000, 1,000,000 of them. The body of the Lord is that men and women rise, a diverse sphere of influence. God does not need supermen, no. God needs weak men he can make strong. The kingdom lies upon you. The integrity of the kingdom depends upon you. God may do nothing except divine a man. God may be limited because a man has not risen. God may be limited in full of fear because you are still the way you are. Doing church as usual. Program as usual, fellowship as usual. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I have been in church for a long time and I felt I'm so tired. I am tired of Christianity. That was not what was passed down to us. No, we embrace a religion. Men had life, men had reality. Somehow the heritage has been trespassed upon. We have been deceived. You are not small. No, you are not small. But can you pray? Can you pray? It's a gathering of eagles. Everyone is strong in himself, but everyone can fail. Everyone can go weary. Wise men wait on the Lord. Wise men wait on the Lord. The ways of the eagles is the way of waiting. Men that never retire are men that wait. You may die like a chicken. You may backslide tomorrow. But they that wait will always survive. It's an gathering of eagles. It's an ingathering of strong men. We wait upon the Lord to renew our strength. You are waiting for me to backslide. You wait in vain. This man can never backslide. Why? I wait upon the Lord. I am a man the Lord has helped, and he will continue to help me. I will continue to be helped by the Lord. I will continue to wait. It gathered to wait. Ready a kapapua. Abuata kapes. Rababala te kapeske. Your strength may fail you. But wise men wait. Wise men wait. Adonai. 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 Oh Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Hey, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
Adonai, Adonai,
Adonai. Adonai,
Adonai, Adonai.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
Adonai, Adonai,
Adonai. Adonai,
Adonai,
when you are here, 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 when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
Holy Spirit,
when you are here,
Holy Spirit,
the Lord is restoring upon you his strength.
When you are
the Lord is restoring upon you his power.
When you are
the Lord is restoring upon you his glory.
When you are
the Lord is endowing you again.
When
the Lord is endowing, endowing.
When you are here,
so you shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come.
When you are here,
you may become witness.
When you are here,
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 when
you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here, you are He, when you are He,
Holy Spirit,
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 Holy Spirit,
when you are He,
Holy Spirit,
when you are
He,
weak men to become strong. Many of you have been seen as weakly for a very long time. Now you will begin to experience the help of God. When the Lord help a man, He lift him beyond the limitation of man. He give him an ability. He endue him with potentials. He endue him with power. He grant unto him an utterance. He grant unto him an energy. He release his spirit to back him up. This man can never go down. I know you have tried to help yourself, you have failed. I know. When I see a man that is struggling, I see a man that is trying to help himself. When I see a man struggling to survive, no man keep himself. It's not that cheap man. Your prayer may fail you. It's not all the time you have the time to pray. It's not all the time you have the time to obey. You disobey God a lot of time. You survive. Why? He just decide to help you. No strong man survive. It's a lie. Only weak men survive. Don't worry. Baba like Koba. Arabatateka. Baspapatena. There are no supermen. It's a lie. I have not seen this one. I have never seen a superman in God. As you rise at the superman, the Lord cheat you. In your dead, you lift them all. You become an envoy. You become an envoy. A true representative of the Africa of a Jewish experience. You can carry power. You can carry glory. You can carry the strength of God. How much do you desire of the Lord? How much is your hunger? Ebenezer, 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 my help has come. The Lord is releasing His grace. The grace for the help of the Lord. Jesus. If we go this way, I may not survive again. And your time constraint is too small. Because right now, I see angels all around the hall. You know, when eagles are summoned, other birds don't come. When eagles gather, not every bird understands the meeting location. When eagles are summoned, they are giving a number. They are giving a name. And they are giving a strength. When eagles gather, it's a convergence. It's a convergence of great men. You may never see it everywhere. No. They are summoned. Upon the mountaintop, even the vultures don't come. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You know, I see light shooting out from people. I see light emanating from people. I see men have been made living flames. Living flames. Living flames. Living flames. Living flames. I see others have been transported in the spirit. Transported in the spirit. Many are changing levels in the spirit. Levels. Levels in the spirit. It's an ingathering. 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 I see some ranking angels. Some ranking angels walking to the hall. I see some ranking angels walking to the hall. Apostolic and prophetic angels. Apostolic and prophetic angels. Apostolic and prophetic angels. These ones are speaking of the witnesses. Holy Spirit. You know, your time constraint is too much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, a cloud came into the hall. A cloud came into the hall. And the cloud came. Then it began to diffuse. Then it became like a garment and began to cover man. And it began to take diverse shapes and to others. It became like a cloud and rested upon them. What few men here, you will see their lifting. You may never understand their rising. Men rise by a mystery. It's a mystery that carnal men may never discern. When the Lord intended to make men, he summoned them upon the mountaintop. Moses, come unto me at Mount Sinai. It's not where everybody can go. Eagles gather and converge. Then their strength is in you, that they may soar. This is what makes men to overtake men. Their capacity of waiting. Overtaking is allowed by the degree of how much you wait. No man do man of God here. It's a lie. No man. Jesus Christ never called anyone to be a man of God. You are the one that say you are a man of God. Anyone that wait upon the Lord become relevant. Anyone. 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 Moses was not an apostle. You call him an apostle. Moses is not a prophet. No. He's an envoy. He's a messenger. You are called along to representation. You are called along to representation. When you catch yourself by a religion, you may forever limit God. The children of Israel hold dear to a religion of the Jews. Moses understand the ways of the Lord. Peter hold dearly to a religion. But when the Lord came, he broke the protocol. Cornelius was never a religious man. He understood the ways of the spirit. He offered sacrifice and prayer. When it hit a crescendo, heaven was open. Do you know what to do to open the heavens? You are a very religious man. We must go beyond the carnality we entertain in the body of Christ. No. We are not just called to serve tables. They might have called you a dicky. Study through the archives of Deacon. Stephen was a deacon. Look at what he did. That means there's an adumbration. You have deviated from the manual. You say brother. Check what brothers did in the Acts of the Apostles. You will discover you have deviated from the original manuscript. And so today we carry big tattoo, big names, and yet we can never represent God beyond our society. If you want all of God, all of you must die. When the Lord summon you, you must respond. You must be willing to let go of everything unto the Lord. A lot of time you must be willing to even disobey your parents. The Bible says shall come. A time is going to come. It will look as though your father is an enemy. It will look as though your mother is an enemy. Why? Because of the curse of the gospel. So who are my parents? Is it not these ones that are here with me? Time will come when there may be a need for separation. What makes men relevant is how much more they are separated, how much more they decide to convert when they are summoned. When the Lord calls for a gathering, it's because he wants to number a few that will bear relevance. You never see equals everywhere. Where they do their meetings is upon the mountaintop. You may not have enough strength to soar to that place. The torrent of the wind and the pressure will blow you away. You don't see the meeting of generals everywhere. No, eagles are generals. When a believer has grown to the dimension of the eagle, he has sustained part of the dimension of the Christ. The dimension of the eagle is part of the representation of who Christ is. So the revelation of Jesus that God gave in keeping to him. But when we saw who Jesus is, we saw that he's also a lamb, he's a lion, he's an ox, and he's an eagle. Eagle speak about your eyesight and the tenacity and the potency of your vision. When you speak about the eagle, you think how far he can see and how high he can go. When the dimension of the eagle is walk upon a believer, elder, you will always see him keep soaring, 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 and he will never go down. Many of you have embraced the dimension of the ox. You have embraced the dimension of the lamb. You have embraced the dimension of the lion. You don't know that as good as these animals are, eagle has another strength. And that is why Jesus Christ sustained diverse of those dimensions. Every genuine minister that must be relevant in God must have the dimension of the eagle. A time will come you will be gentle as a lamb. In your church, they look at you like a normal person. But when they come to the placement of the ordination, you are a roar. You are a warrior. They see you very gentle in the class. But when somebody dies, you come and say, no, he must leave. You lay your hands, he come back to life. That was not you as a lamb. They will never understand why everybody keep failing, you keep rising. It's a dimension of the ego. And when everything that make everybody backslide, you were 15 that started seeking God, 10 backslide, a time came you remain 5, a time came you remain the only one. Is the dimension of the ox. How much the strength of God you are able to survive and bear. The challenges of life came, push everyone aside, everyone backslide. The same problem that make them backslide came to you and you stand strong. It's a dimension of the ox. But you must understand that you can be suffering and endure suffering, endure persecution, and you may never soar in life. You need a dimension of the eagle for you to be able to harness the problem and soar. That even in the midst of the resistance, you keep rising higher. What makes men to rise is not because all the odds are complete, sir. No, it's because in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the situation, they refuse to remain low. It's they that wait upon the Lord. Yet, have you not learned, have you not heard that the youth will fail? Now, no matter how strong you are today, a time is going to come, sir, you may never be strong like this. But when the dimension of the eagle come upon a man, he continually saw. Eagles retreat. The secret of the eagles are they retreat. Times and seasons, they gather and they retreat. And when they retreat, they change their wineskin, they change their configuration, and they take up another flight. Only believers don't understand. No plane remain in the sky forever. No. No. After some hours, they have to bring it down and do some service. If not, the more high you go, you will come down. I bring you a dimension that can help you sustain. It's a dimension of the eagle upon you as a believer. I know you have gone through all kinds of things. You still survive in God. It may be the dimension of the ox. How much more you are willing to bear the burden of life. I know you are not afraid. It's the dimension of the lion. I know you are very simple and keen. It's the dimension of the lamb. But you must understand, for you to soar higher, for you to continually advance in life, you need a dimension of the eagle. So when eagles gather, they are about to be given a number that they may be able to fly higher. We are envoys of God. Everyone among you here is an envoy of God. It is the desire of God that we come to a point that we become His messengers, men and women that can administer God unto others. It is a great privilege for a man to be a carrier of God and also an administrator of God. Ministration as such, we can never be doing church as usual, educating men in their mind. No, you must be able to administer spirit unto them. Say the word has become to their spirit and their life. They have the ability to bring it to a realm of reality. We come to church and talk cheap, and men's spirit does not burn. It's not lighting upon, because ourselves are not being helped by God. It is the desire of God that you and I come to a point where we become an envoy of God. That you come to a point where you can minister God unto another. Your campus will remain the same until you rise. I know you are waiting for a revival. Revival does not exist. Revival is the movement of men. Revival does not exist. Revival is when men rise to fulfill prophecy. Greater is he that fulfill prophecy than he that prophesy. I know you have been prophesying. There will be a mighty move of God. We still need the men and women that will rise to fulfill it. No prophecy fulfills itself. Men have to rise to fulfill that prophecy. You can be the men and the women that will fulfill the prophecy upon your life. Or you'll be waiting for another generation to come. Because when men are not willing to take upon themselves the body of the Lord, God bypass them and wait for another generation. There are no better men, no matter how ugly you are, no matter how handsome you are. You can be a tool in the hand of the devil or a tool in the hands of God. Either way, you will be an envoy of light or darkness. How many times do you have friends in your campus that do not know God? You have never seen the need to witness unto them, and you claim that you know the Lord. You lied. You are waiting for a special program. Program will never change men. It will require an encounter. And a man that has never encountered God can never bring men into the realm of encounter. A man that is stranger to the presence of God can never administer the presence of God. Many men have registered ministry in the flesh. They have not registered in the spirit. And anytime you don't register a thing in the spirit, it will never have relevance upon the earth. Your first accreditation is in the spirit. If you are not accredited by God in the spirit, you may never be relevant upon the face of the earth. When eagles gather, they are summoned to be accredited by God. Do you know the realm that matters? Do you know the realms where men are given a number? Do you know where men are made? Every man you see today does not just appear just like that. No. They dwell with the Lord, and suddenly, in keeping to a mystery, they were revealed in time. Everyone, according to the law of time and chance, has an opportune time of advantage where God gives you the privilege to give expression to your investment in time. It may amaze you that when that time comes, you are weak and beggarly. And when you ought to be teachers, you will still be need for somebody to give you milk to be. That's why the Bible says, strong men belong to them who by reason of use they have exercised their senses to be able to discern. Do you know that your campus is supposed to be a crucible, a barrack where great men can be built? No man passed through a barrack and remain the same. Every great man you see today is built in a campus. No school of ministry made them. The best among the men you admire today were never accredited in a school of ministry. Many people that went to Bible school still end up armed robbers. Many people that went to Bible schools, it does not have the strength to change them. Your campus is supposed to be an avalanche of the spirit, where men can be incubated according to a temperature and an atmosphere, and after 4 years they can graduate with the emblem of the Lord, where the Lord can say, this is my beloved son upon whom I am well pleased. Now hear him. Many of you pass through campus and after 6 years you still go out there struggling. Your life cannot find definition. Why? Because when people are pressing towards the Lord, you are escorting ladies to their hostel every day. You are spending 5 hours being with ladies. Many of you have taken boyfriend to be a career. You have taken it to be an achievement. So you post on Facebook to let us know the latest boyfriend you have. And the day he break your heart, you now say, God, it's not it. You forgot that your investment in time was unto a man. And men can never reward you. One of the greatest definitions of men is that men can fail you. Only men that give everything to God in the days of reckoning, they are remembered. Forget about your beauty. Forget about masquerade. Forget about pancake. There are places where those things don't count at all. There are women that can never be divorced. There are women that their husband can never tell them out. Why? His life depends upon her. When you marry an intercessor, even if you want to tell her to get out, you imagine the kind of warfare you fight at night. You will tell her to remain. But many ladies, the only virtue they have is how much more they can make up and how much more they can make down. When you check deep within their spirit, they don't have texture. So when the devil comes, he possesses them and possesses the children inside of their womb. That is the reason why up to today, many are struggling, many are suffering, because our parents orchestrate God out of their life. And today we are suffering from the inability and the irresponsibility. When the Lord summon you to gather as eagles, it's because he wants to give you a number that you can bear relevance in time. Federal University Latvia will always remain the same. Complainers do nothing. I hate people that complain with passion, telling us how much more the problem is so much, and you yet do nothing. You are worse than even a Muslim. Why? At least a Muslim is effective doing what he's supposed to do. Boko Haram is having his purpose. You are the only one that you're a Christian. We don't even know whether you're a Christian or a Muslim. When will you awake unto responsibility? You are waiting for the day you start a ministry. No. You are a man in ministry. You are the ministry of the Lord. You are actually the minister of the third day.
May the strength of the Lord. May the strength. May the power of the Lord. God, you are the one that meets man. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Father, I ask you, God, may the diligence and obedience and sacrifice may find the space of your life in the great atmosphere. I believe the grace of the Lord. I believe the grace of the Lord. I believe the grace of the Lord. Testimonies already. Can you tell us what the Lord has done for you? Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I want to thank God for the healing in my life. For a while, I've been having pains in my chest that makes it very hard for me to sometimes bend to do anything or even to carry anything heavy on my head or even to draw water from the well. Sometimes I find it very difficult because of the pains. But now, you can say that to the glory of God, I'm fine, I'm perfectly okay now.
Hallelujah. You know, the Lord does a lot of things. There are a lot of testimonies here. Because of the want of time, you may not be able to take a lot of them. But whatever the Lord has done for you is permanent. The Lord heal you to heal others. Anything the Lord do for you, you can do for others. Is that okay now? So thank you so much. I don't know, maybe I'll pray for the organizers. And that's all. Right. Can you stretch forth your heart towards Him? Where is the student president? The Bible says the husbandman must have to be the first partaker. Can you stretch forth your hand towards them and ask the Lord and say, Father, this is not showmanship. No. I say always, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. It is our desire that 1,000 men rise. 1,000 men rise. If you know the vacancy in the body of Christ, you will know that there is a great need for men to rise. One superstar will die a cheap death. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, may your grace rest upon this one. May your power and your strength rest mightily, 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 mightily. We bless you with the blessings of heaven. May I also go, and may your grace and your power rest upon you mightily, mightily. May you become an envoy of the presence of the Lord, a bearer of fire, a bearer of flames, a carrier of power, a carrier of strength. Men don't have to like you. Have the backing of God, you will see men bow. Men rise by the influence of the heavens. I ask that from today, I initiate you into equal in the heavens. Among the council of the apostolic and the prophetic, may your voice be recognized. I ask, O God, and may he also be numbered among them that will bear influence in times and seasons to come. There is a mystery how God lifts men. You don't need men to clap for you. No. If the heavens can approve of you, earth must bow. And also, God, the same strength walk in your life in a greater measure. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Can I go ahead and give the Lord the thanks? You see, you are not just impacted that you just remain impacted, but you are impacted that you will grow in that impactation. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue enjoying.
Hallelujah. Please play something. Play. We are done with invitation. Just play something. Play anything. On strings, on strings. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are blessed tonight? Please celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Keep it down. The sound is not too good, so keep it down so that they can hear me. Reduce the volume a bit so that they can hear me. Let it not be louder than my voice. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, tonight is a great night. A lot of us were impacted. But please, let it not stop here. As you go back, go and dig. The reason why, for many of us, we have received numerous impartations and it's as though nothing is happening, is because we stop at that level. Most times, impartation is only a seed in our spirit, possibility for greatness. As you go back home, go and water it with prayers. On your own, just like Apostle taught us, create time for God. Don't be too busy for God. Don't just give time. Give attention also. The day is 24 hours. Anything you want to do, you can fix it into 24 hours. Anything. I'm not here to do any other thing. I'm not here to say any other thing. But I just came to tell you, go back and practice what you have just said.